Today we are discussing the evolution of Nene Leakes' nose. Yes, she did get a second nose job. We are also going to talk about that paternity test that O.J. Simpson did agree to. Happy Father's Day. And we are also going to talk about Nicki Minaj versus Perez Hilton. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
I made it like, oh, she set me up.
Hey.
Yeah, what made you think of it?
Oh, my God.
So welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there celebrating. A special happy Father's Day to our champion, LeBron James, who was going to take it.
I thought you were
going
to say Russell Wilson.
Nobody care about him. We talk about LeBron. Well, I care about him too, but today the champ is LeBron James. We are taking a win. We bringing it back to Ohio, baby.
Hey, they're still playing.
Whatever. Jesse don't even, he thinks it's hockey season.
That's exactly
right
what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, bitch, it's hockey season.
He's like, is it lacrosse? Oh my God.
Lacrosse is not
so let's talk about someone who was a little bit confused during this week. Nicki Minaj unfollowed a fan because he kept mentioning her on Twitter. Asking her why hasn't she spoken out, on the atrocity that happened in Florida at the Pulse nightclub. Instead, she's promoting a song. And we all know that Nicki Minaj has a huge gay fan base. So a lot of people were feeling some sort of way. Do we think that Nicki Minaj should have said something? Or is it her right to be silent when it comes to issues like this?
I think it's her right.
It's her right like, to be
everyone
quiet
handles
and
things differently.
Her music.
Yeah.
Like, she's an artist. She's
first
not
of all, what is she promoting
a spokesperson.
Right.
She's an artist. She's not the savior of emotions. She's an artist. She's an artist. She's an artist.
Did you see Perez Hilton's, like, he had some good, dirty reads
on
Nicki.
I'm sure he did, because he needs people to go to his fucking website, because ain't no one checking for it. Bitch, I looked it up on Alexia.com.
Perez, just go be a father.
Right, today's your day, and you
leave Nicki alone. She ain't coming for you. Nicki, just do a rap song about Perez, okay?
So before I go any further, I want to just say welcome back to Corinne Williams. Woo! I didn't even introduce anyone. And we have a special guest, Marlo. Welcome to the panel.
And I just want to say, y'all, you can't see her the way that we can, but this skin is popping. No bumps. No embellishments. Honey, these teeth are cooking white.
Because, you know, no nose job.
I don't even want to talk right now.
No nose job, no fillers. I'm just saying, right? Because, I mean, a lot of people do get nose jobs, fillers.
Like Nene, who had like 20.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, we don't know
anything about that now.
I ain't hear nothing. I seen some picture online, but I didn't click.
So, most of us agree. Well, I don't know how I feel about this Nicki Minaj situation. I feel like she could have mentioned something, but it's up to her. I'm not upset with her because she did not mention anything. Yet, I kind of do see the perspective of other people.
The fact that she's following this guy, first of all, you're a fan and she's following you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Just have a seat.
And I'm just like, everyone handles like depression differently. She didn't know them. Who knows what's going on in her personal life? Like, she has a platform. Maybe she wasn't ready. Maybe next week she was going to release something.
I mean, can't she live? Like, maybe she was going to do a guest appearance somewhere and then talk about it. Nobody was coming for Beyonce.
Did Caitlyn say anything?
She did sing dedicated Halo at her Detroit show on her Formation tour. But still, it's like, come on. Well, Perez, go to sleep.
Maybe Nicki's going to, you know. I'm not.
Do
that
what?
Was going to go somewhere so bad. That Bees in the Trap dedicated, you know what I mean? Like, it was just inappropriate. Too soon. I know. Sorry. It's the stand-up comedian in me.
Now, moving on all to of a sudden. Now, all of a sudden, he's promoting.
All right. So, anyways, on another note, Amber Rose was, she's promoting her new talk show, right? So, she's been running
what
around.
What new talk show?
The one that's going to be on BH1. Produced by Dr. Phil and, the devil herself, Mona Scott. So, basically.
Leave Mona alone. I like Mona.
But you got a reality show under Mona?
No, but I think she's a sweetie.
Sip
she's a money maker. I like
she
money.
Is a money maker.
Sip that tea, Cash.
Yeah!
Oh,
She is a money maker.
Dollar bills, y'all.
She can squeeze the money out of someone's soul like that.
Child, she can squeeze the money out of this ratty weed, child. Girl, where Mona? I need Mona hands. Mona coins. Mona coins. Oh,
she's an Aquarius.
First of all, can we get the air conditioning on?
They put it on.
I don't want to mess up my hair. Give me a little breeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do the it's 100 degrees out here
Jesus,
right now.
It feels like we outside. Okay. I am not going
girl,
to hell.
Girl, they want us to expedite it now. Let's go. Keep on talking.
Girl, speaking of hot, apparently Wiz Khalifa's sperm is. Because apparently Amber been running around talking about that her and Wiz are best friends forever. Their life has been better since the divorce. They went out partying a few nights ago.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
People thought maybe they're out celebrating their divorce. She said, no, we had a good mutual night. We wanted to hang out. Nothing else other than just hanging out, she said, but she really wants to do a co-parenting with him because her child is happier when the two of them are together around him. So
that's
she
not
wants
gonna
to
last.
Do it.
Hey, so is she just saying that
but
now because
idea, though,
it's
course.
A really yeah. good idea.
That'd be
the fact that
but she has whole tendencies.
It's a
so.
Good idea for what? For
does
her?
She, wait, yeah, he has whole do? Tendencies.
I'm sure well, that's awesome.
That I believe. Work. I would think he's probably a bigger hoe than her.
Two hoes might be all right together.
Okay.
Yeah,
but two hoes ain't loyal.
Well, that's
but,
cool.
But they should understand how
they have a baby. They ain't gotta have a baby.
Workplace violence.
Sorry, y'all. HR.
Workplace violence.
So yeah, she's going around talking about that. What y'all thinking? Like, I think again, like you said, it's just I can appreciate
whatever works for you.
Her wanting that and being on a
that's
platform
mature, that's
and
grown,
saying that.
And that's great
so you can
son.
Appreciate her wanting to keep the same baby father.
Yeah, so Sebastian said, have another little sibling by his sister, you know, by the same father.
She said right now it doesn't work, but she said maybe in a couple years they might get back
it don't
together.
Work because don't she have a boo? Oh, they broke up. I don't know, child. I can't keep up.
No,
anyway.
No,
I can't keep up with that vagina. Yolanda!
What happened on Basketball Wild?
In other news, we are talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, not Atlanta. And one of the stars of the show, Yolanda Hadid, and some of you might know her as Gigi Hadid's mom.
Yeah.
The supermodel. And Bella. Yeah. Oh, these girls are beautiful. She breeds beautiful children. Nonetheless, she has decided to walk away from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There's no real recipe as to why. I don't know. I'm nosy, so I tried to see if I got any tea, see if she was forced out. But it sounded like she came to this conscious decision herself. She took to her Instagram, and I'll just read you some key things that she said. She said she would have loved a more graceful exit than season 6. You remember this past season, we saw her get into multiple fights over her Lyme disease because the cast felt like she was lying about the Lyme disease because some days she was on her Instagram smiling with full face and then the next day she was not down and sad.
Who's out here lying about Lyme disease?
Like, but the cast, no, they really came for her. If y'all saw, did you see?
I didn't see it.
They really came for her. Anyways, and then, you know, the divorce from her, I guess, I don't even know if they're officially divorced yet, but David Foster.
They're not.
They're not. So,
not
yeah.
officially, nope.
So all that. So she decided to walk away from the show, and basically she's just thankful that she was able to be on the show for 4 seasons, and now she's ready for the next chapter in her life. I'm sad to see her go, not because she was such a great part of the show. I'm not saying that. I felt she was a little bit boring, but I want to see, like, how she would bounce back from not being, David Foster's wife. You know, because their relationship was so pristine and so perfect.
How long was she on the show for? How many seasons?
4 seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to see.
But no, maybe it's enough. She's probably trying to move on to the next chapter.
Is that kind of like the housewife thing? Like, because, like, you've been a part of it, so it's like...
You know what? A lot of people talk down on reality TV.
I love
and
it.
And I feel that Bravo is one of the best things that ever could have happened to me. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I know they're like, oh, my God, it makes black people look so awful.
No,
you guys
it
are fighting. You. I'm like, hey, where I'm from,
this is what happened.
I'm a celebrity in my neighborhood. I made it. I didn't grow up as a little girl in the project saying, Lord, please just let me be on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right.
I feel it came to me.
Right.
And it was meant to be.
That is so refreshing.
But I do feel that you have to get on there and know what to do, what path works for you.
Got that right.
I don't have children.
You have to
I don't
know
have
yourself.
A husband. So I'm okay. I just have to be strong.
Yeah.
And it was days I was not strong.
Yeah.
But still, now I got it. I get a grip of it. I met the fake and the phony. I met the people
who fake just and phony.
I don't know that I met them before. I just can't recall. You know, my memory is really
Cynthia,
short.
Cynthia, Nene, Portia, so, Phaedra.
Since it's Sunday and we're being positive.
She tried it.
I just feel that I think reality TV is awesome. Like how you were saying on Mona Scott. I feel, go for it. Mona knows reality TV. We want to watch the drama. Our ass is tuned into it, don't we?
I sure do.
Because I'm in this drama. So it's just get on there. You have to be focused. You have to know what you're doing. I mean, your life is in the open. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to secret anymore. I was in the grocery store the other day, like, girl, yeah, and the chicken, da, da, da. I looked on Twitter, and they just tweeted my whole conversation. So that's why I'm like, shit, I'm just an open book. It is what it is. I'm Marlo, simply Marlo. This is just what you get.
You can Google her. Remember that scene, y'all? She was like, Google me.
Oh, did I say that?
Did.
But you can.
I was driving. I was like, oh, my God, that one scene of you versus Sebastian.
Oh, and they were like, what?
Are y'all friends now?
What the hell are we doing? We're cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Because you was mad because you didn't get invited.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa.
I was mad. I was mad. I was salty. Real
but
salty.
You, if you wore your Sheba Charest, you probably would have got an invite.
I know, right? Dang. Next time. Yeah. But I love my Chanel a little better.
Well, while we are on the conversation of Real Housewives of Atlanta, let's talk about Nene Leakes. She recently admitted to a second nose job. We already knew that she had already had a nose job and that she got another one. She was looking a little
Pinocchio-ish.
Yeah. So she was saying that medically she had to get another nose job because something was off.
Because she lied.
Oh.
Okay, because I don't know who had to get another nose job. At 55 years old, who had to get another nose job? Just say you wanted one, Leakes. It's cool, sis. You got the coins for it. You wanted it, own it. It does it better than the original one.
I don't need... I can't.
Done. I'm just saying, be honest.
So, basically, you know, we've been talking about Tyga and Kylie's movies for a real long time.
This nose, though. Have you know seen what? That nose?
So here's the thing. I've heard this. I don't know if you've heard this in the Hollywood world. And I think I mentioned it to you guys, but insiders have told me that the Kardashian clan is really known that whenever they do get nose jobs and Sierra.
Yeah, they get blonde
hair. They change
their
hair color.
Yeah, it's blonde.
So I'm wondering if last season all the wig changes was to
throw us off.
No. Right, the wigs change.
Because people will pay attention to your hair color and not the shape of your hair.
So when Kim K gets face work done, she always goes blonde.
Does a dramatic hair.
Always yep. blonde. Always. She goes that deep blonde, yeah.
I'm just not into all the face stuff.
And I saw your post on Twitter the other day. Mm-hmm. You were like, you don't need a doctor and you don't need a man to validate
who you are. Yeah. Don't get me wrong now.
What were you in that moment when you tweeted that?
You know what? I was on my second cocktail. My second Belvedere. Belvedere and watermelon lemonade from Trader Joe's.
Watermelon.
But this is what I feel.
She's a healthy drinker.
It's crazy how women are just so, they get money and they don't like anything about themselves. I understand women. I have big feet. I got thin edges. You know, just, I feel, get a tune-up.
Let me see the edges.
Maybe I'll do, I ain't never see my edges right now. No,
well,
you
right.
You got some kind of program where I get, if I show these edges, I need to get some edges. I need to get them fuller. But I just feel that we all have insecurities. Yes. And we all have things that we don't like.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go and do something where I'm completely changed.
I know that's
right. I mean, if you do want to get a little lipo, get a little lipo for your stomach. Get your titties raised. You know, get rid of your wrinkles. Get a little Botox. But I'm not going to be all filled up and
And I feel like if you do it, be honest and say you did it. Like, if you are going to get a nose job, be like, yep, I got one because I wanted to. Yeah. It's like it's not.
I did it, and you know,
because I wanted a fatter ass, so I injected it.
Or guess what? I had a low self-esteem because when I had this nose, and I felt really not cute when I got to Hollywood, and I wanted to be really someone, and I felt with a pointier nose like Marlo's, I would be someone.
Oh, so, you know, Jesus!
I'm just saying, you know, some people do that. Well,
it's true.
Well, remember initially Lanithia said that she was just gonna get her nose pinched, right? Pinched. Mm-hmm. Now I don't.
It still looks huge.
I feel like she should do her lip now because it's like something isn't. It just. I'm not into it.
This is a lot. I'm like, it's a lot.
Have you seen it? Because I look, you know me, I zoomed in and then I got
the last nose I paid attention to was probably fucking Pinocchio's, like for real.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Checking Panini's nose.
Oh, Nene, why did you do that? Anyways.
Tyga out here.
Y'all are so mean. Nidia knows the girl.
No, you know, I'm like, I can't believe we just spent five minutes talking about a nose.
It's not, and look, okay, this is what we have to be honest with then.
Okay.
She looks better than season one. Now, what would you want, like season one Nidia or today's Nidia?
Today.
Today. But I'm like,
girl, stay doing what you're doing.
But I like season one Nidia.
Yeah, season one personality.
She was the down home. I love season one, two, and three.
She was my favorite.
Nidia is hilarious.
She is so
funny.
Now
she's too Hollywood. She's too Hollywood now.
And I hate that we're talking about her so, because she's going to be like, oh, she got to talk about me to stay relevant.
No,
onto it.
This was my topic. That was my topic.
This is what they told us.
This is what's going on in the week of reality. We are here to give
the
people.
Does she have a show we can talk about? Because we could talk. No.
Oh. She's going back to Rohan.
Who isn't?
Anyway, so Tyga.
Well, hopefully not Kim Fields.
She's. We never wanted her on there in the
can
first
you
place.
Get her, Peach?
No, I don't want it. Ooh. I like just.
Why?
Coming in, taking a little bite.
I just stepped in, stirring.
Eating it, throwing it on the ground.
It just running off to Neiman's.
Yeah.
I love stepping in, stirring the pot, and running around. Yeah.
What's up with Tyga?
All right, so speaking of stirring the fucking pot, so last week we were talking about how Tyga wants this new reality show all the leftover men from the Kardashians, and how they're basically gonna, you know, put the Kardashians on blast and kind of.
I'd be interested.
Chris is not gonna have that.
And, who cares about Chris?
No, I believe Marlo, because listen, so apparently he's gonna do a tell-all book, right?
I'm reading it.
But
send me three copies.
Death over dishonor.
He's in Jamaica, and guess who else?
He's so messy. I'm like, he's back now.
He ain't back with Kylie, but they hanging out again. Apparently, they're best friends, and they stay in contact.
Oh,
Chris is amazing.
You know, Chris is like, bitch, you better get down to Jamaica.
What's
I just
her zodiac sign? Can someone tell me? I wonder if she's an Aquarius. Like,
but
who, Kylie or Chris?
Isn't Kylie dating that one rapper that
Chris
looks
Jenner,
like he just woke up?
Who?
Oh God!
Oh, I know who you're talking about. He used to like. They used
Scorpios.
To mess around or whatever. But
no.
I don't think so.
Well, wait. So the biggest thing is he's gonna do a tell-all book, right? So apparently they are hanging out, which is funny because just a day ago he done came out talking about I felt like the relationship overshadowed my talent.
It did. Because he did that whole interview on 92.3 with Big Boy, and I sat there and I listened to all of it. Tyga, please. I mean, you're a great rapper. I liked your what's that one song?
Can you
like
remember?
Back in the
Rock
day.
Rack City?
Yeah, Rack City Chick. Rack,
he had
rack,
so many other songs.
No, that was my jam. I know him. But when you got with Kylie, you probably thought, like, let's keep it real, because she was, like, 12 when you got with her, and you already had a son.
True.
And a live-in wife that you never married, and you're, like, 25. But you were doing all of that with your career. He got with her thinking, like, oh, yeah, this is a come-up. This is what I'm thinking.
But at the end of the day, we have to say, like, China won.
Oh,
absolutely.
For sure. Rob Kardashian.
And
sure.
All of them.
Invite me to the wedding, Black China. Okay. I just want to do the Cupid Shuffle and the Wobble and eat your cake.
You know that's going to be the most turned up wedding.
I can't wait.
Like, send me an invite, China.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be televised. I hope so.
Well, if it is,
oh, of course it
seven
is.
Figures.
I just feel like they're truly happy. Yep. I think, like, Black China really just made Rob, like, just happy. Like, who would have ever expected that? I saw that coming. Like, you're going to leave me. And
Jesus.
Let's go here for a second. Whether you're a Black China fan or not, let's just keep it real. She's a human. She cried plenty nights.
Yeah, she did.
Him with the critic. Girl, I'd be over there fighting them, bombing up their house.
And she was.
Whoever I date, leave me for a Kardashian.
Yep.
Leave me for a Kardashian if you want to. And I'm not ready to break up with you. So, Black China.
Marlo would be back on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Film.
I would be on Love & Hip Hop. But if boy,
no, bitch,
I just
be
know
on
China had plenty nights of hurt and crying and depressed.
Of course she did.
Betrayal. And just look how God works.
That's public humiliation.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, and people were out going to be like, I really do think like she found something in him. She looked at who he really was. He looked at
because
her.
Because she already had the money. She already had the fame. And she had someone who truly loves her. These other guys she was dating probably had plenty of money. Didn't open the car door. Mm-hmm. Wasn't worried about flowers. What's his name? Tiger.
Brian, can you pick her up?
Rob loves her. Probably listens to her. Knows what she needs. Or when her period's coming on, go get her some pads. Tiger probably was like, I ain't getting no pads and no maxi. So love, at the end of the day, that money is good. And I love the money, don't get me wrong. But there's nothing like someone who truly loves you.
You're right. Seriously. Well,
and in that order, what you got?
I don't know. What's next? Go. Oh, okay. We talked about Malaysia. So switching gears here, Basketball Wives LA fans, guess what? It was a big payday for Malaysia up in court. So in 2014, y'all remember last season on Basketball Wives how we saw her cry and talk about her filing for the divorce from her then-husband, Gennaro Prago. So anyways, they went to court recently to see who's getting what, where's the money going, and the judge basically awarded Malaysia a big payday. Okay, here we go. So she will receive the blessings of a 2015 Mercedes-Benz G550.
Like watching Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, 50% of his pension plan from the NBA. Yes, go on. Won't he do it? And then half of his 401k savings plan from the NBA. In addition to...
How long are they married?
Child, I don't know. They got 3 kids, though.
Oh,
but see, that's why a lot of women need to stop trying to be the other woman in the thought and just try to be the wife. It pays.
Then she now has access to all 3 of his checking accounts plus a money market account. Winning!
No, I need to be friends with Malaysia. Yeah.
What's his net worth?
You know, I did not Google that. Gennaro Prago.
Girl,
so for more of this information, if you want the full breakdown of everything that Miss Malaysia has won in court, you can go to Bossip.com and get the tea, because that's where I found it. Holla!
So moving on, Zonique T.I.'s stepdaughter actually was arrested over the weekend for carrying a concealed weapon or trying to get it through airport security. Now this Zonique,
the OMG girl.
Yeah. So it's T.I.'s stepdaughter. Okay. And she's 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was, I mean, it was registered. Everything was legal. And she was trying to get it through airport security, however.
What was it she was trying to get through?
A gun.
A concealed weapon.
Oh, the little stepdaughter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The OMG girl.
Well,
is T.I. hiding them through her now? Then he go to jail.
Stop that.
Shots fired.
She just didn't have security with her?
No, she didn't have security with her. And then she's 20 years old. But then at T.I.'s recent concert, like last week, they started shooting and whatever. So, and then with what happened at Pulse Nightclub, maybe she felt that she needed some type of, I get it. She's old enough. She got it. It's registered legally. If she wants it, it's hers. Like, she was arrested for trying to get it through airport security.
But wait,
you're flying.
If we want to keep,
but it's registered and legal.
Yeah, it's legal.
So what's the problem?
It wasn't to me. There is no problem.
Yeah. She just said she didn't have it.
Yeah.
Okay, that is. You know, like I don't want to be on an airplane with someone who's like, I don't have a gun and you have a gun on you.
Yeah, right. If it's registered. She could have just said, I do have it.
Yeah. I mean, for her to have a registered gun.
But they said she
cool.
was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon in an unauthorized area. That's why her butt got arrested. Like, come on, do your research. Do your work. Trying to get it through security.
Like,
you know, I know I can't bring my whole Palmer's cocoa butter through security. I gotta take the travel size.
Right.
So
you really do have to be thinking
you
about
know what
things
I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know what you're doing. Yeah. She's 20. She's not 12.
Well, I don't think she's done for flying, but I mean, I understand, like in the hood areas with her father.
But she don't live
in
the hood.
Yeah, she doesn't live in the hood.
But it doesn't matter. Especially after everything. Like, parents are just scared.
Her mom and her dad probably just want to protect. Like, baby, I can see Tip saying, you bust one of them motherfuckers. Yeah. Pull out that gun and
bust it in the air. So
now on the
scared.
Other side,
but
you don't
know
want to
he
teach
said,
your child that. I'd rather have security.
Don't
there,
pack your gun. Don't pack your gun with your clothes.
Yeah.
She not on a private flight. You on commercial with me on Southwest.
But she would never make that mistake again.
$69 fares.
So wait, is she on like a now on a no fly?
No, she just was arrested and then she was released like the next day.
So they arrested the baby.
They arrested the poor thing.
Ooh, well, they arrested Wiz Khalifa for riding one of those things in the airport.
We had a 20-year-old.
Oh yeah, I know. But for riding one of them little,
you know, those little things. Yeah. So they're illegal now.
In certain places, like you can't ride them on the sidewalk. Like there's
what
certain
city
places.
Was he? What was he riding?
He was in the LAX airport.
Yeah, I was mad about that one because that was ridiculous.
All right, so what's it called? So Love and Hip Hop this week, apparently a clip came out. If you watched last week, Jocelyn out here telling Mimi that she need to kick Stevie out because he has two kids. What's the girl's name? Promise?
Promise
D, and then some other woman. Well... Girl, let's just all take a sip because
okay, hold on.
Y'all so behind. You need a mug. Why are you drinking out that bottle?
Do not be calling me out. Girl. Y'all get your vibes.
Anyway,
she got a nasty horse. You need my hot tea, my medicated tea.
your organic tea.
My organic vegan tea.
Her vegan tea.
All right, so basically, new clip came out. It's going to be on tomorrow night's episode, but basically, Jocelyn came out to say, you know, I told Mimi that Stevie has two kids out there, but it ain't true. She said, I just lied to her so that she'll be mad at him and make him pay child support because she never gets money from him and she just lets him use it. And when he doesn't want to fuck with me, he goes running to her and she just takes him on in. So she wanted to make him mad.
Oh, hostile.
You know? How do y'all feel about Miss Jocelyn doing this? Now, at the same time, Stevie does have his low-down dog ways. And so... Do you put something like that out there to kind of get them back after?
Well, she's trying to keep her paycheck.
They do everything. I just read something we were talking about him being.
Are you talking about gay porn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where's that?
I mean, he looks like it.
She went and had a polygraph done.
Yeah, she did a lie detector test to basically prove that she wasn't lying, that Stevie J has an addiction to gay porn. That's what the blogs are saying.
And then did you see her tweet that she was like, baby, mommy's here for you when she needs you, and did all the little penises? Or the
egg plants. Yeah, she has alluded to the fact that she's played with his...
Well, I just feel the only thing about that, when I did read that, I was like, they've been together. It's too much personal things. Because, I mean, you stayed there with them, so obviously you enjoyed it. And I just feel that when you're in a relationship and we split, our business shouldn't be out there.
Okay, so we both have to
do whatever makes you happy, because half of us are dating bisexuals, the women. I mean, we
don't know. I'm looking out here in
LA. All my friends tell me, like, Marlo, you stop looking out, and I'm in Atlanta, so.
Ooh, child. You ain't dating bi's. They for real. They all the way gay.
You got to import, export.
We got a couple.
You
got to
import, export.
I'm not with the straight gays. I'm not with the straight gays. I'm with the bi's, probably. Now let me stop.
Y'all, it is an epidemic out here.
Makes you feel good, makes you feel good. When you're in a dear relationship, keep it between you guys. When you split, don't be ugly. Don't tell each other's tea. Because obviously you were there, it worked for you for a while, and obviously you just felt like, you know what? This isn't for me anymore. I outgrew it, you know? So just leave it alone. I just hate when people break up and they tell everything.
But that shows levels of maturity and immaturity. And then that shows someone who was wrapped tight in the head and someone who isn't and someone who has class.
Hello.
And Mona's just like...
Mona's here for all of it.
Mona.
Get it, Mona, Aquarius sister. I'm not going to hang on to you.
So talking about getting it, you are taking some acting classes here in LA with Tasha Smith.
No, darling, I'm not.
You're not?
Yes, darling, I'm acting now.
No.
I am.
Tell us about it.
I love Tasha Smith. You guys.
She seems hilarious.
You guys, your energy is amazing. I'm so excited to be here. Tasha is just the real deal.
Yeah.
When I tell you, like, a motivationist, I mean, her class, you just feel like you're in church. She breaks you down. She makes me cry.
Yeah.
You can't make me cry. Uh-huh. Try it.
You can't make the 10
men
cry.
But no, the acting classes are amazing, though. I mean... It's out of my comfort zone.
That's
and I
good.
Feel like when you're out of your comfort zone, you're in a great place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's standing up in front of all these people, and I'm like, you know, she's like, no, Marlo, come on. Who's your substitution? Replace her with someone.
Yeah.
So she's just amazing. It's just a great challenge. I took out these 30 days to try something different.
Nice.
So what's a character that you would want to play?
Character I would want to play. I want to be a set it off.
The But who would you be? Would you be TT?
Queen Latifah.
Who was the most gangsta?
Jada.
Queen. Queen was the most gangsta.
She was good. And Cleo.
Her name was Cleo.
I'd be Cleo.
Cleo.
I'd be Jada.
Next time you come, we're going to have to put you in some braids.
Yes.
You're going to play
and get you a girlfriend.
Girl, we're going to see you on Orange is the New Black. Come on.
Bam. So tell us all about Ask.
Be the girl in whole time. I'm gonna have to be the girl at all times, darling. Oh my god. Oh my god. T. Bambi.
Girl, let me get it for you. Tell us about Ask Marlo on Insta. You have this segment. Yes. Tell us about it.
Ask Marlo is just amazing. I just feel that from Real Housewives of Atlanta, you really didn't get to know everything about me.
No.
You only saw the fashion in me. Running off at the mouth every 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like Ask Marlo, reading Instagram, Twitter, my emails, everyone asks a 1,000 questions. How do you do this? What do you do this? I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do Ask Marlo because everyone's always asking
Why
me
not?
Questions.
Yeah.
So one day we're in the car. I'm like, you know, I'm getting someone to film me. Come on, crew. My team is just amazing. Ty and Justin, I love them. Lou Blush Media.
Hey, guys.
And we just got in the car and we just did it.
That's
so
awesome.
Ask Marlo is just, I'm going to go on Twitter, Instagram when I leave here, pick some questions, and I'll be on my next Ask Marlo.
What's one of the craziest questions you've ever been asked?
What's one of the craziest questions I've ever, they're all crazy just about.
That you didn't want to answer, but you're like, I have to reply.
What's one of the craziest questions? Where do you get your money from, Marlo? You know I get asked that all the time.
Yes.
I'm like, sweetie, I usually just drive through the drive-thru at Wells Fargo. I just
my bank account.
And I'm like, hey, I go there, I pay my bank card change, or I call the account and just,
is there an easier way? Tell me.
I know, I'm like, what other way? Do you get an ATM?
Now, I did read something that one of your responses to that question was that you dated a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught you.
I said that on the show also.
Yes, you did. I was trying to find out who, though. I couldn't.
Yeah,
I was so good. I know.
Was it Big Papa?
No, I would never
was
tell.
Was it Big Papa?
I don't kiss and tell. And he would kill. Real Housewives of Atlanta tried to recruit me while I was dating him. He was like, hell no.
Well, can you
was he
like
black,
tendons?
White, Italian, Egyptian?
Let me see. He was. Oh, my memory. My memory gone.
On a
Does
Sunday.
Does he still give you money?
T-Saw. It's teaching me well.
So let's switch gears and talk about Roja really quickly. So mm-hmm. Kenya, she's one of your good Judys, right?
Not good Judy, but she's cool. Oh, she's an Aquarius.
Associates.
Exactly, associates. Yeah.
So what advice did you give her after this tumultuous breakup that she has recently had with her 27-year-old
boo? I didn't even know they had a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Did, you know did they have a breakup?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And it was emotional violence. We think physical violence. We don't know. It's just been a new
social media.
He said he took the blame for it.
Oh, he went on social media.
And Kenya posted something initially on her social media, and he responded to what Kenya said.
What did Kenya say?
Honey. Girl, okay, so they had went to Mexico, right? And so all this stuff went down in Mexico over the weekend, and apparently he like tried to knock down a bathroom door to like get to her. She put up this image of these broken glass sunglasses, and was like, love is not angry, love is not this, love is not that.
I hope the puppies were okay.
Yes.
Mm.
And
so
then when they came, when they came back to LA, he actually went and got a lot of her belongings from his house, put them in a box, took them to Kenya's house, dumped them in her driveway.
Yeah. What the hell have I been?
But he's immature.
I know that. Shopping.
At Neiman's, get her hair done.
Working on Ask Marlo and Marlo's closet.
You've been at T-Saw. You've been at T-Saw.
I know, I've been at T-Saw also. And
so,
at the gym.
No advice, huh?
I don't know. Can you just pray? Just pray. Mm. I mean, I don't know. That's just a whole lot. That's too much.
That's exactly why
I stay single and I date. And I don't care what people say. Oh, she's this, she's that. Y'all, 9 times out of 10 are unhappy. Y'all are in miserable relationships. Y'all are trying to live for everyone else.
Come on.
I'm single. I'm happy.
Come
I'm
on.
Dating.
Come on.
And not until you just wow me will I be your wife or your girl. But until then, we are friends and we are dating.
So what about Cynthia and Peter?
Now that I feel bad about, because no matter what, Cynthia is really a sweetheart. She has another side now that will get you together.
Well, Peter was just spotted out with another woman who was sitting pretty on that bench.
But they could have been talking business.
The way she was dressed.
The way that video leaked.
No, that wasn't bad.
This is another video from the last video?
But I can imagine after watching that first video.
He could be auditioning dancers.
But are they still together?
No.
I don't think they are, right?
No, they're not.
Okay, well.
And they filed. Did they file?
I have not caught wind of that, unless you know something I don't.
They had a good run regardless. I mean, sometimes you just need to go, you need a time apart and never let them get back together.
And sometimes you should have never got together.
Because sometimes if you, like, I'm always this, like, because in my past relationships, when I look back at it, I knew within the first month, and I should have just...
You know, just keep going.
I'm a change.
Yes! Jesse gonna be straight one day. He just gonna want me.
And I'll be like, girl.
Like, whatever, Chad.
No, you don't know what I can do.
I am not a pescatarian.
You, I can't with him.
No, but it's so funny.
God, that's crazy. That's so one thing on reality TV, like I say, you have to just be here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because reality TV, comments, pictures can really just tear you apart.
It will.
And it's awful. It's awful.
Who, when you were on the show, who was someone that you kind of really saw that heavily with specifically, like any other girls?
You know what? The only thing that comes to my mind when you say that is Beverly Hills when the guy committed suicide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And when I saw that, I'm like, God, this reality stuff is just going too far.
Yep.
This is going too far. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. Look, this is what I have. If I'm broke next week, I'm going to tell y'all I'm broke. I
right,
had to file
that's
bankruptcy.
Me.
I just spent too much
Chanel. Ain't got no who cares? It's like, who cares? Keep it real.
Like, y'all, the fakeness, you can't keep up with that.
I'm like, do these girls really have money to be going out for lunch? Dinner every single day?
Well, production pays for it, right?
I mean,
no.
Oh,
not, really? I mean, when we tape, they do.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like, but I mean, I eat out by every damn day, and I'm broke.
Me too.
Shit, I eat out every day.
Yeah, but you got tits. You can get it. You know what I mean? You can sit down with somebody and be like, yeah.
But, not dinner.
It's just crazy. It's like that reality. It's just tricky. You need to be headstrong and go in there focused and just know people are going to judge you. It's been the hardest thing with me trying to move into a different direction than reality TV.
Wait, and you're doing something for Fashion Week.
Something for Fashion Week.
Tell us.
How did you know I was doing something for
I went to your website.
Because we went on.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
and I read the thing on your Confederate flag show, and I like that you... That,
wow,
that,
you would bring that up when they chew me up.
No, because I want to know.
Atlanta Fashion Week, I definitely will be doing another seminar for Art of Style with Marlo. And if you guys don't know what that is, I go city to city.
Yes,
and I'm
you
telling
do.
My tips on fashion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I'm a fashion stylist, but I do feel I'm a fashion expert. I think I can put a couple of things together.
She looks great. Yeah.
Look at her website.
Look at that website.
Yes.
Is nice.
So yes, definitely. Marlo@marlohampton.com. And it's some amazing things on there.
Now, this isn't the Glam It Up project, is it?
No, this isn't my Glam It Up. My Glam It Up, no, that's due to my heart. Did you guys know I was in foster care?
No.
No, but this was...
Talk to
us. I aged out of foster care.
Really?
So Glam It Up is for all foster, anywhere between the ages of 12 to 17, even though I did accept someone 18 once before, but like 13 to 17 years old. And it's just making them feel good. Glamming it up.
That.
I just feel that when we get our hair and makeup done, don't we feel good?
Don't
you said we were taking selfies just
Linda.
So I try and do at least one big, huge event once a year where they get their makeup done and their hair done. And they have music. And they have... last time I had a lady come in and teach etiquette. And I take them to the movies or
WNBA. Wasn't Tara from Love & Hip Hop New York, right?
No. Nice. So it's just something I will always do. TV, platform, nothing. I mean, I barely post half the things I do with my foster girls. Because that's just something... I was there, I aged out of it, and it's something I'm going to always do.
I love it. That's real for you.
That's beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, you have the other one, Simple. What is it?
Simply Giving. That's another. I'm a big giver, you guys.
Aquarius.
I know we are. We would give our, like, my lights would be about to get off. I'm like, my mom would come, like, okay, mama, you can have a light bill. And I just use a candle. Simply Giving is just Thanksgiving,
use a candle.
Day. I just love to give.
Well,
and
I need
feel
a
that
new
that's
bundle.
That's one of my huge blessings. A bundle. Okay, Jason.
Two
Jason,
bundles.
Jason, we need to give her
three
we
bundles.
Give her one and you buy four. Okay, now I just told Jason, give you one. So one is on Marla, okay? The other three you're going to buy from Jason.
Oh, yes, God. Come on. Discount. Child, my bank account.
But Simply Giving is something I definitely do during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Mother's Day. Like for Mother's Day, I just gave away free spa massages. I was like, hey, email me in why you feel someone deserves a day at the spa.
Mm.
But I just feel we have to do that. Like how I say, I
absolutely,
eat out every day.
Yeah.
Give back to someone who's working every day, who has real problems.
That's right.
And a stressful relationship, kids with issues.
Yeah.
Just a lot going on. You need to just make them feel special sometime.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, look at this one.
I have a question for you. What is one thing that you would like your fans to know about you that they don't know or that you think they don't know?
Yeah.
That you're just really getting to know who Marlo is from me doing my own things. Bravo didn't really show you who Marlo was. Bravo didn't show you my real story, my mother, the stress I go through, the crying I go through, the giving I give. I really want you just to know who Marlo is. And for the rest of my life, I will continue to show you who I am.
So since Bravo didn't do it, are we going to get a reality show? Uh-huh. Just Marlo?
Oh, my God. Just Marlo keeps speaking into me.
Well, you love Mona.
I do love Mona.
So here you go.
And Mona, you would love my crazy family, too. So, I have a family that should be on Love and Hip Hop.
Come on now.
Either that or Carlos King. You watching?
Well, what's next for you, Miss Marlo?
That's my sweetie, Carlos King.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my day ones. Show.
I mean, shit, he gave that next 15 something.
Didn't he, though? So
did you see that change?
Divas is coming back with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why?
With a new edition. I actually like that show. But what's next for you, Marlo?
What's next for me? Currently, I'm working on a jewelry line.
Okay.
That's going to be affordable and really fashionable. So you ladies
keyword affordable, yes.
Absolutely, we will.
Exactly. I'm working on a fabulous fashion book, like a cocktail book. Kind of like Naomi
Campbell.
Oh,
I love those books.
Has anyone ever told you that you kind of resemble Naomi Campbell?
Everyone
especially
says that.
With
that's
this.
Such
like,
a
I'm just,
compliment.
I'm sitting here and I'm just
she's
like,
so
Naomi, Marlo.
And when I tell y'all, I love Naomi Campbell so much. And I'm everything. So scared if I see her somewhere, she'll be a bitch. So I'm like, you know what? I will always run. But I love you.
Because you don't want to ruin that image.
No, there are certain celebrities.
Tyra Banks ruined it for me.
She would crush me because I love her. I love that she's so strong. She's different. She don't care.
And she is dark skinned
and
beautiful.
And she's exactly.
And she don't care that she ain't got no edges. She will wear her hair in the back She will slick her hair back in the ponytail and be like.
Mine are thin.
Feeling the breeze.
But I love Naomi, though. I think she's a sweetie. You are so mean. You have my twin
no,
sister.
No, I
but
love these
like everyone is like, Marlo, oh my God, you look just like Naomi. And
you
I'm
do.
So, my God,
I'm so
I love
stuck
her.
On the evolution of NeNe Leakes' nose. I can't with you from the beginning.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
So this jewelry line, it's affordable. What's the inspiration behind it? Because I love jewelry, and I'm noticing what you have on now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more
she
bangles,
I know that one
bracelets,
Cartier,
and look, and I'm just like,
she has expensive.
Can I try it on?
Bangles, Chanel.
Look, I'm going to try it on a run.
I love costume jewelry, so seriously. My rose jewelry, I barely wear. I love costume jewelry. And I want it to definitely be black inspired. I don't feel we have a lot of black costume jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So it's going to be something
that's
crazy.
True. Edgy.
Edgy, mm-hmm. funky. I want, think about it. You never see black costume
yeah,
jewelry.
Yeah, that's so,
so
true.
So you'll see though. Stay tuned. And I'm definitely going to send you a piece.
Wait, do you have, what's the name? Do we have a name for it?
No, not yet. I'm not going to reveal that yet.
Okay.
But definitely the beginning of next year.
Yeah. So keep checking back to her website and all of her social media to get the tea on Marlo.
Is there anything?
And Marlo's closet. We didn't talk about that.
Yes. Come
wait,
on.
Okay, what is it?
You guys need to come to Atlanta and get in my closet.
Well, wait. Do you do stuff for guys? Because I need some help.
Of course. Get
I'm like, you ain't got to tell
me. I mean, I ain't trying to wear that. No, I was already in there for years. 21 years. I ain't trying to go back.
Look at me. I'll be there in a few weeks, actually.
Well, come on up. No, like, no, I'll be here still.
Oh, damn.
I'll be back. So coming like mid, the end of July.
No, she said that, team. So when I go with the camera, I'm like,
July. She ain't let me in. No, she ain't let me in. She ain't let me in. She ain't let me in.
That is not true. But Marlo's closet is just.
Because you're going to be like straight outside, just listen, sweeping the thing. Can't get
it. She said I could come. I was on the VIP list.
Wait, is it up? Is her house done yet?
Her house is done just
is about. Is she in it, though?
Yes, her house is just
about
done.
But is she in it, though?
Now, I don't know all that.
Actually. Kenya's
house is
done.
Kenya's house is
and
done.
And it's nice.
Okay, because she
it's
did
nice.
When she was here. She
I love
said
Kenya's
two
house.
Weeks.
And I love
no,
Shorty's
her house
too.
Looks real cute.
It's really,
it
really cute.
It was
very
different
modern.
From Atlanta.
Yeah.
Gave you more of a Miami style.
Yep.
Miami
vibe.
I like it. But wait, so Marlo's closet.
Marlo's closet
literally is the feel of us right now. Cocktails, tea.
Yes.
You know,
it's really
organic
great.
Tea and you know,
vegan tea.
Adult beverages.
Two of my closest girlfriends.
Oh.
And we always have a different guest every week. And I mean, we're just talking about different things. I mean, just real life issues. How you guys are sitting. I mean, this really reminds me of Marlo's closet.
Yeah.
Are you doing it out of your closet?
I'm doing it literally inside my closet.
Because remember her closet.
No, I know.
It's like the size of my apartment.
She had a security camera.
I asked Marlo and people are like, is that really your closet? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Just, it's my closet.
Marlo had
well,
a security
you, out here in LA, bitches be renting
closet.
Other people's shit.
I have cameras everywhere. I just added three more cameras.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
I had cameras before people even got cameras. But see, so whenever I first came on the show,
I remember that. I was like, oh my God, where does she live?
Yeah. I inspired a lot of people to get closets done and get cameras. That's good.
Who?
I feel good. I feel like whenever people copy me, I mimic what I do and don't give credit. It's flattery.
Who copied you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know anyone.
What letter does your name start with?
Oh my God, today is Sunday, like Corinne said.
We're just going to take
this. What would Jesus say?
To tell the truth.
It ain't on anymore. Oh wait, was that a little? Was that a little?
Fix it, Jesus. Jesus ain't say that. He said, tell the truth. It's your set.
That should not lie.
Okay.
So besides Marlo's Closet, is there anything else that you're working on right now or any future projects?
No, that's it. Just the book, Marlo's Closet, Ask Marlo, my jewelry line. I'm out here venturing onto my acting career, my Black Hollywood Live career.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you better speak that.
I may be up here being a regular, you know, cast with you guys.
Look at this one.
God has in store.
Amen. What are
you doing? Where can everyone find you?
They can find me on Twitter at iHeartMarlo. They can find me on Instagram at Marlo Hampton. And you can always email me. You can go on my website, marlohampton.com. And I'll always keep it 100 with you.
And Corinne, welcome back. Boo, where can everyone find you on social media?
Just say it away.
Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Everywhere.
Hashtag BHR Reality Check. Let us know what you think. Thumbs up on YouTube. We will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.